Senator Brian Munslinger from the 18th District. And today I have before you Senate Bill number 12. And what it is a rehash, I guess I will call it, of the omnibus ag bill we had last year, minus the one provision that caused its demise. I guess I'll put it that way. In this bill, like I say, we've actually heard about everything in it. There's a couple of new items that were adjusted in this bill, but I'll go through it. The Missouri Dairy Revitalization Act, and we've all heard that how the dairy industry has declined over the years. And with the new federal farm bill that was put in place that allows an insurance option for the dairy producers, this is the first time that Missouri has actually had a way to, in my opinion, help the dairy producers. I know we've looked in the past. I have when I was chairman in the House, and every year I've been in the Senate. But this gives us our first opportunity to actually do something that could be of help to the dairy farmers. It provides help in their purchase of a buy-up for their insurance premiums. It also has a provision in it for a scholarship opportunity for those that wish to get into the dairy industry. Missouri Livestock Marketing Law, and that is one that says that the fees collected by the Missouri Department of Agriculture shall be no more than the actual costs. Certified commercial pesticide applicators. That is a provision that the Department of Ag brought to us last year. I believe that was Senator Parson's bill. And that actually reduces the paperwork that's involved and I believe should streamline the permitting process for those in that industry. Weight limitations on vehicles, hauling milk and livestock. That was also in the bill last year. There's no changes to that. It allows an exemption for those weight of those trucks to go to 85.5. The reason for the livestock hauling specifically is if you look to the states west of Missouri, where most of our livestock goes, the provisions there are for at least 85.5. Some are 86,000. It would allow those that come into Missouri to haul livestock out to fully load their trucks before they reach their final destination. Fuel labeling in this bill, that is something that requires the Department of Agriculture to promulgate the rules on renewable fuels and labeling of those fuel pumps. And that was brought about with the E15. Foreign ownership of agricultural land in the current bill you have before you now. What we had in the bill last year actually dealt with the W-9s, which the realtors and the mortgage lenders needed a fix in that dealt with the W-9s. Additionally, like I say, that was in last year's bill. That would straighten out that issue. Additionally, this year, I put in the bill the 1% down to 0.5%. In other words, lowering that cap on foreign ownership of land. It also allows for a 20% over for those that are in current production. That would, and I give an example there that if in the future we were at a 50% cap, that those that are in current production, if EPA or DNR said that they had to expand their operation for effluent spreading, whatever, it would allow them 20% flexibility there. Livestock activity waiver of liability, that's something that we've actually had for the equine industry for a number of years. It's important, I think, as people get more removed from agriculture, that we extend this all to the livestock industry. Provides, like I say, a liability protection for livestock owners. And there's also a beef commodity merchandising program, which currently there cannot be a state checkoff for beef, but this would remove that section in this bill. And like I say, every item in here, let's see here, that bill also has a provision for grain and grain co-products that would expand that also to an 85.5 weight limit. Now, I will say with those expanded weight limits for transportation purposes, we would go to an 85.5, those trailers, trucks would have to meet the bridge requirement. In other words, you would have to go to a triple axle or a spread axle rig to meet the bridge standards, which in some cases could be cost prohibitive. I don't know if you go to a triple axle that you're benefiting much because you're eating up a lot of your weight with just that extra axle. But it would be provisions there that you would have to meet with an 85.5 provision. And the reason for grain and grain co-products, we would like to have that. The co-products will allow somebody hauling grain into a facility and backhauling the feed, whether it be EDGs from an ethanol plant or bean meal from a soybean processing facility.